It's a common sense recap of the big stories. It's Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
And joining us now here on Katz and Cosby is the spokesperson with the National Police Association. You know, Betsy, this week we heard a lot of people across the country, a lot of leaders saying things are better, crime is down, but people don't feel safe. You give us the read.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, we heard multiple blue city mayors this week and other politicians say that, oh, well, crime's down 4% here or 6% here. Yeah, crime is down slightly from last year. But if we go back to pre-2020 numbers, we are seeing that crime continues to be a huge issue in this country, including the 378 police officers shot in the line of duty in 2023 and two shot and killed in the last 48 hours.
Sergeant Smith, isn't there another issue here? And that is for shootings and for murders. Those crimes can over, and those are down a little bit here in New York, and those crimes can overcome all the impediments put in by the radical left in the legislature with respect to procedures and all that. But for the lesser crimes, those are the crimes that get stuck. People are arrested, are released right away, et cetera. And those crimes are up. And those are the quality of life crimes that really bother people.
Well, sure. Look at Washington, D.C., which is now the retail theft capital of this nation. And it's absolutely insane what we are seeing. And it's because people know that very little, if anything, is going to happen to them. There's going to be very little, if any, consequences if they engage in retail theft. I mean, in Washington, D.C., there was a flyer out calling for shoplifters to, quote unquote, unite and get together and ransack a local grocery store, for them to unite as though they are entitled to another person's property, a business owner who has worked hard to have a business in a community that needs a grocery store. But we have this sense of entitlement. We have this sense of my life matters more than anyone else. And then, of course, we have this attitude that no one else's life really matters. And that's why we continue to see homicides, shootings, lootings, stabbings, and everything in between.
Plus all the quality of life crimes, assaults in the streets, subway fare jumpers. The cops know you arrest and the guy's going to walk out free before you finish the paperwork.
Yeah, and that adds to the frustration of the American law enforcement officer. That adds to our difficulty in recruiting and retaining police officers. If you arrest somebody for armed robbery and you know that before you turn in your report that guy's going to be back out on the street.
Yeah, he's going to be home for dinner, you know, but and you're still filling out paperwork.
Yeah. You're going to be in the station still writing the report and not home with your family, but he's going to be home having dinner with his.
It's out of control. It's out of control.
And everybody, we're talking to Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She's the spokesperson with the National Police Association. Betsy, too, you know, the other thing, our Mayor Eric Adams this week held up a picture of Skid Row in L.A., and said, look, you don't see this here in New York. And I thought, no, actually, we do see it in places in New York.
We do see it here. They're spread throughout the city now.
Right. Well, what was your reaction? It's like they're like, we're not hell on earth. But, you know, I mean, it's still some bad places. And if you pull somebody off the street, they don't feel safe, you know?
That's like the mayor of Portland holding up a picture of Seattle and saying, look, we're not as bad as these guys. I mean, that's just insane. Eric Adams knows better. That, frankly, I found that a real embarrassing moment for the citizens of New York. You know, he is clearly over his head. He has made so many missteps when it comes to crime, when it comes to being a sanctuary city, when it comes to protecting his residents and backing up his police department. Don't forget, he was a cop. And so what an embarrassing moment to hold up a picture of Skid Row and say, well, at least we're not this bad. It's a sad moment for the people that elected him and the people who have to live under his regime, if you will.
And Governor Patterson?
I just don't know why you have to attack another city for having problems when you have enough of your own.
Well said.
We had a mess. Before we go off for the evening, which is the top three worst cities in our country right now?
Well, right now we're looking at New Orleans, St. Louis, and there's a tie between Chicago and Seattle.
Wow. Yeah. Betsy, thank you. Sergeant Betsy Brandner-Smith with the National Police Association. Thank you.